At the end of the gospel reading today, our Lord tells St. Peter that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever he looses on earth will be loosed in heaven. These are important words for us today because we're living in a time when there are people who want to change what the church teaches. And so we need to make all of the right distinctions as always and recognize that there are some things that could be changed and some things that cannot be changed. If something has been bound, that is, if there is a point that is dogma, that is an infallible teaching, it cannot change, period. Obviously, if there is something that our Lord has taught and that God has revealed, that cannot change. God's law cannot change. God's word cannot change. So we live again in this day and age where we want to say that all kinds of immoral things are suddenly okay. Sorry, it's right there in the pages of Scripture. It's condemned. That cannot change just because we took a poll and however many people think that it's okay. No, it's not. So we have those kinds of teachings. We also have disciplines in the church. A discipline can change. So the church can say there are certain days that are fasting days. And they can say, well, those aren't fasting days anymore. They can say that you have to refrain from eating meat on Friday. Then they can say, well, you do a different penance on Friday if you want. They're disciplines. Right now, there is an attack that is going against the priesthood. They want women to be ordained. The essence of the sacraments cannot change, period. So those things that are secondary, that is, the ceremony that surrounds the sacrament, yeah, that can change if they want to change it, but the essence cannot. So for instance, there was one place that I'm aware of where they had somebody who couldn't eat wheat. And so they thought, well, good enough, we'll just use rice cakes. It's invalid. It's part of the essence of the sacrament that you have to have wheat flour and water only for the Eucharist. There isn't an option to change it to something else. And while they were trying to be compassionate because somebody couldn't have wheat, it made the whole thing invalid, and not only did that person not receive communion, but neither did anybody else. And every attempt at saying Mass that the priest made was a total mockery. It was a sacrilege. It was invalid. So now they want to say, well, maybe women can be ordained. It's part of the essence of the sacrament that one must be male. There isn't an option. That cannot change. And just because we have these needs or those needs in the church, or because we have these people who are agitating for change or whatever, that doesn't matter. These things cannot change. As Mother Teresa so beautifully put it, there is only one person in the history of the world who was ever worthy to be a priest. And she remained the humble handmaiden of the Lord. She could receive Jesus in her womb. She could give birth to our blessed Lord. She could nurse him, raise him, be with him, at the cross. And she had to receive Holy Communion from the hand of one of the apostles because she couldn't do that herself. Was that something that was wrong? No. The priest stands in the very person of Jesus Christ. Only a male can do that. And so again, this cannot change. If some synod over in Rome decides that this ought to change, it can't. Now, if for some odd reason they decide that they want to change celibacy for priests, that's a discipline. That can change. It'd be stupid for them to do it, but it could change. So again, we have to make the right distinctions, what can be addressed and what cannot. We're living in this time where we seem to think that anything and everything is open for discussion. It is not. So there are things that are very clear that have been set down, and they are going to remain that way because they cannot change. It has been bound on earth, it is bound in heaven. And just because somebody else comes along and says, well, I'm going to loose that because our Lord said, well, I have the power to bind and loose. You can't loose something that has been infallibly bound. It doesn't work. So that those doctrines, those dogmas of the church, those things that are part of God's revelation, they cannot and they will not ever change. This again is one of the most beautiful things about being Catholic. It's not my opinion that I can stand up here and say that. I mean, it's my opinion. As a minute ago I said, I think that'd be really stupid if they did this. Yeah, that's my opinion. But it's not my opinion that you have to be male to be ordained. It's not my opinion that you have to have bread and wine, bread made from wheat and water only in order to have the Eucharist. Those are objective teachings, but they're all written down. So as we move forward and the church goes into deeper and deeper apostasy, and mind you, that's where we're headed, there are going to be attempts to change the teaching of the church. There are going to be attempts to compromise with the world. There are going to be attempts to be whatever you want to call it, you know, more acceptable or whatever it is. If it's something that is infallible, it can't change. And you know that. And so if somebody comes along and says, well, the cardinals decided or whatever, too bad. They don't have the authority to change what God has revealed. They don't have the authority to loose what has been bound. That's the important thing, and that's why this is so beautiful. We know the truth. The truth has been handed to us. The truth can't change. And so if somebody wants to come along and say, well, we don't believe that anymore, those old enough to remember, remember, we don't believe in purgatory anymore. Remember that 30, 40, 50 years ago? Oh, you don't have to believe in that. We don't believe in the Immaculate Conception of our Blessed Lady. You don't have to go to confession. We don't believe in that. Just go to general absolution. Lay on your bed. Think about it. It's all fine. Anything you want to do is fine. No, it's not. None of that changed because none of it can change. So even though it might be more easy to digest and politically correct, if something is wrong, it's wrong. Two men can't get married. Sorry, it isn't going to happen. All these attempts to change the very essence of the truth all completely fail. But we're living in a society that's going further and further and further from the truth. And so as that continues to happen, you must make sure that you remain firm in that truth. That again is the beautiful thing. It has been bound on earth. It's bound in heaven. It won't change because it can't change. Because the truth doesn't change even if a lot of people want it to. It doesn't matter. So all these goofball things that we've got going on right now in the world and in the church, that's exactly what they are, is goofball. They're not true. Neither are they good or beautiful, for all that matters. And so you know the truth. The truth will set you free. And that is going to be the greatest blessing as we go forward. You have the freedom of knowing it's not your opinion versus this person's opinion. It's the truth versus an opinion. And you have the truth. Therefore, you have the freedom of the children of God. And therefore, you can be at peace. No matter what happens, you know that you can remain faithful to the Lord because He is the truth. That's what we have. So we don't need again to be worried as the church goes through this time. All we need to be is faithful. And what a beautiful thing that the Lord has given to us to be able to present the truth to us in a way that we all have access to it. And we know that if it has been bound on earth, it is forever and eternally bound in heaven.